From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is back on next year. Last week, race organizers announced they were canceling the event scheduled for January of 2014 to reevaluate interest in the marathon and raise more money. But Bear Grease Board Vice President Jeff Vukelich tells WDIO-TV the race is on again after a leadership change. Vukelich stepped down at Monday night's board meeting. Tony Coughlin with the North Shore Inline Marathon will serve as the interim president. Vukelich, who had been on the board for a decade, says he doesn't care who runs the race. He says the important thing is that it's going to happen. The nearly 400-mile sled dog marathon is run along the north shore of Lake Superior, a good share of it in Cook County. Time could be running out on St. Peter's Catholic Church in Duluth. The church was hand-built in 1926 by Italian masons out of local stone, but it's been closed since 2010. The roof is leaking, the stained glass windows have been removed, the radiators have been sold for salvage, and with no heat, it's unclear if the building will make it safely through the winter. The Duluth News Tribune reports that preservationists want the church designated a landmark in hopes of saving it from destruction. But they ran into a roadblock this Tuesday when the city's Heritage Preservation Commission declined. That's because the city ordinance says only landowners can begin the application process for landmark status, and the Duluth Catholic Diocese, which owns St. Peter's, opposes designating the church a landmark. A town on Lake Superior's Madeline Island may be one of the first off-reservation spots in Wisconsin to post Ojibwe and English bilingual signs. LaPointe Town Board member Nick Nelson says he'll propose up to $5,000 for the bilingual signs in the next town budget. According to tribal history, the Ojibwe were the original inhabitants of the area and traveled throughout the Apostle Islands for the resources they needed to survive. Lac-des-Flambeaux tribal member Melvin Buchholz is also pushing for bilingual signs on Madeline Island. He says the island has drifted from its Native American heritage, and the bilingual signs would bring back that reminder. Buchholz tells Wisconsin Public Radio News that beginning to understand the Ojibwe language is a doorway to understanding why the area is important. A group of marinas in the Great Lakes region has been formed to share ideas about protecting water quality to benefit swimming, fishing, and boating. The Great Lakes Clean Marina Network has representatives from the marina industry, regulatory agencies, and universities. It was formed by the Green Marina Education and Outreach Project with backing from the Obama administration's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The project has certified 69 clean marinas and involved more than 2,100 people in workshops. Additionally, it has published a guide with best management practices for marina operators. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture has captured a record number of gypsy moths this year. The department says 69,400 gypsy moths have been trapped in Minnesota this year. That number is expected to rise as the department collects the 14,500 insect traps set out this spring. Minnesota's previous high record was 27,858 gypsy moths caught in 2009. Trapping is not meant to control the invasive pest, but counting the number of moths caught in the traps gives department officials a sense of the size and location of the gypsy moth population. Over the next few weeks, the department will search for reproducing gypsy moth populations. Those searches will be done in Lake and St. Louis counties in northeastern Minnesota. It was a big day for Lutzen Mountains, Superior National, and the entire Lutzen community. WTIP's Kelly Schoenfelder reports on Tuesday's events on the West End.
Tuesday, October 22nd, was a big day in the Lutzen Township. The afternoon began with a groundbreaking ceremony at Superior National Golf Course, which was a celebration of the launch of Phase 1 of a series of renovations. Bob Fenwick is general manager at Superior National.
We actually started here at the very end of September. We will wrap up here soon. We will restart again in the spring and finish this River Nine, the part that we're standing on, probably September, October of 2014. Shortly after that, we'll begin the Canyon Nine. So we'll begin that in the late fall of 2014. Full completion of the 18 holes by the end of 2015 golf season. And our intention is to open fully the brand new 18 holes together in 2016 opening season. Right now we've got a payroll of about $300,000+. I suspect that when we reopen with a new course, we'll be over $400,000 in payroll. We employ upwards of 40 people. That'll be improved. Our revenue, which is mostly from tourism, almost 85% comes from people outside of 100 miles away, is right now about $1 million. That'll probably go to $1.5 million+ right away.
The day was also an opportunity for those involved to honor George Nelson, a member of the family that established Lutzen Resort and Ski Area. Nelson originally gifted the land to the Cook County Grand Marais Economic Development Authority with a vision of turning it into a golf course.
Lutzen has been good to the Nelsons. The Nelsons must be good to Lutzen. And that's been a goal I've had ever since that time. I break down thinking about it. But to me, that was very, very important. And I hope I have done that.
The second of the groundbreaking ceremonies took place at Lutzen Resort, where the new Lake Superior Poplar River Pipeline is beginning construction. The pipeline will serve as a water source for snowmaking at Lutzen Mountains, irrigation for the golf course, water for the local fire department, and as a drinking water source for local businesses and vacation homes. Charles Skinner is co-owner of Lutzen Mountains Corporation.
Well, when it's done, it'll look pretty much like it looks now. The pipeline, which is a massive pipeline, 24 inches, will be below frost line, so 6 to 8 feet down below. And then they'll dig it, and then revegetate it. There will be down at the edge down here will be a pretty low-profile pump house. And then it'll go all the way through the golf course, providing water to the golf course itself and up to Lutzen Ski Area. And we'll connect it. It'll connect into a couple of small ponds that we have, and then we'll draw water out of that for snowmaking. And they'll continue to the bottom of Caribou Highlands and go up the ski run, and then there'll be a smaller pipe that goes in there to treat the water for drinking water purposes. So this is what we need for our economy and our people, and it's just a critical piece of infrastructure that we need to move forward as a community and as a tourism economy.
Several people from Cook County and the Arrowhead region attended the events, including Minnesota State Majority Leader Tom Bach, State Representative David Dill, and Tony Sertich, chair of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. All of the parties involved hope that the projects will encourage more visitors to come to the North Shore and provide a boost for the tourism economy in Cook County.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.